that can be found.
This is Black Country Sound, 94 MHz, VHF, FM, at 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Yes, what a week we've had, haven't we? Yes, anybody listening to County Radio yesterday, I'm very sorry we had to go off at 5 to 5. We had some hassle with a jock, a Scotsman. Yes, we did. Would you believe what happened? A Scotsman nicked our stuff. Yeah. We were all set at 5 o'clock last night from our programme. Yeah, what happened? This jock came along and nicked our stuff. So if anyone knows a gentleman called Nobby Clark from Wren's Nest, Dudley, hit him on the head for me, will ya? Just like a little Hitler he was. Yeah. This is Walter Murphy and his Big Apple Band. I'm Black Country Sound. 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. If you're going to drive tonight, take your car with you. By the way, it's going to be frosty. Minus 2 tonight around the Black Country area sound area. Oh, I'm mucking about tonight. Good evening, Steve. I've got a friend of mine here.
Evening.
Yes, good evening. Mr. Cash to everybody else. Steve to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Black Country Sound with Calvin Scott.
I just believe we've had a bit of backfeed. I think we've cured that now. Anyway, on with the programme. This is Elbow Bones and the Racketeers, set before night in New York. Welcome to Black Country Sound, 94 MHz, VHF FM. Past eight, we've got some of Dolly Allen coming up. Lovely lady. We'll have about 10 minutes of that. That short is Black Country Sound, isn't it? I say thanks to George and June for loan of the tape, which they'll be getting back over the next few weeks. Yeah. Yes, that was Elbow Bones, the Racketeers, Night in New York. Okay, George has just given us a ring on the hotline, and it's for June, Gary, Philip, and they're all the hours away. It's Postman Pat, after this.
Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Postman Pat in his black and white hat. Early in the morning, just as day is dawning, he picks up all the post bags in his van. Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Postman Pat and his black and white cat. All the birds are singing and the day is just beginning. Pat feels he's a really happy man. Everybody knows his bright red van. All his friends will smile as he waves to greet them. Maybe you can never be sure there'll be not letters through your door. Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Postman Pat and his black and white cat. All the birds are singing, the day is just beginning, and he's a really happy man. Everybody knows his bright red van. All his friends will smile as he moves. Never be sure there'll be nothing. Letters through your door. Letters through your door. Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Postman Pat and his black and white cat. Early in the morning, just as day is dawning, he picks up all the postcards in his van.
and white. All the birds are singing, the day is just beginning. Mad Fields is real.
Here we go, if it gets the words here, do you remember? Doesn't know the words. Yeah, that's Ted Glenn with Postman Pat. Sounds like my motor there again, eh? That's for June, Gary, Philip, and Elso in. How you doing?
Good morning, Mrs. Goggin.
Yes, better than Mr. T, that bloke, Postman Pat. Yeah. Hey, how about Lady Di again, eh? I wonder what Prince Charles has been up to. Well, there's only one record I can play for them. And this is it. David Parton. Isn't she lovely? Yeah. Goes out especially for Princess Di. But now today she's having another baby. Well, Ethel! Ethel! You've got another one. Yes, we've got Big Ethel on security tonight. The new Grand National Blonde. £5 each way. Kids Ethel's got, you know. Yeah. She doesn't name them now, she just numbers them. Ain't got enough beds, you know. Licks her lips and sticks them to the wind all night. This record also goes out especially for Kevin Payne. Who hadn't heard this version of it. By David Parton.
Isn't she lovely? Sound of Non-Corporate Records, VHF FM.
This is Black Country Sound playing Boy George and Culture Club. Karma Chameleon. Come, 27 minutes past 8 o'clock. your name. Good evening to you. This is Black Country Sound, 94 MHz VHF FM. I'm Kelvin Scott. This is Half Past Eight. This is Michael Jackson, Beat It. On Uwe Gorilla. Not the tunes in our drinkers. Get the tunes in our drinkers off. That's better. Have you heard them before? Yeah. Have a listen.
Let's hear it for Star Tunes. Set them up.
It is him, as I go down that tree, and it is...
That's enough of them. Jackson, Beat It. You listen to Black Country Sound, 94 MHz VHF FM. On this cold Monday night, it's going frosty, you know? Yeah, very frosty. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Simon James. Me and baby brother with War. for tonight. I've just had a call off for Paul Anthony. Hello, Paul. Relieve his aching bones. What have you been doing? Steady. I've got a track coming up for you in a moment, Paul. Pretty heavy stuff. About a bit of Frank Marino. War. Me and baby brother. 1978. On the Island record label. Straight from Detroit. Okay, just to relieve Paul Anthony's aching bones, a little bit of Frank Marino. Wherever he lives. Where'd you live, Paul? I think it's Birmingham, actually. 1969, here on Black Country Sound. Talk to me about love. Both of the images. Claire Grogan. Coming up after this by the kind Ways of George over there in Elzheim. Got Dolly Allen. I'd love to meet that lady. Very, very funny lady. For about 10 minutes. That's what I think. Okay, we're on till 10 o'clock tonight. Between 9 and half past, we've got Simon James. Yeah, the Simon James. ISI. He's just coming to studio number 2. Evening, Simon. Yeah. A bit shy, you know. Up right now, a little bit of nostalgia from a young lady from the Black Country who is fantastic. Have a listen.
And we're sitting in the pub with awful pants, and who should come in but old Charlie, one of Fanny's neighbours. Of course, whenever he see us, he shouted, "Hello, Fanny, what's the beer like?" Fanny says, "Awful, I'd be glad when I've had enough." He says, "I reckon you ain't seen a bloke come in here with one eye named Tony." Fanny says, "I don't think so. What's his other eye name?" "One of the meanest men you ever met, old Charlie. He used to find a plaster in the road, he cut his finger to use it up. And he'd buy none of his kids a present last Christmas. He went on the landing, lit a firework. Went back in the room. He says, Santa, what come tonight? He's just shot himself." He says, "They don't know they'm born today. the kids out, nor the folks. None of them, I don't care, the young ones or nothing. He said, out now them born. He says, y'all look at me. I went all through the war. I was a prisoner of war in one of them constipation camps. And they're dropping all them indecency bombs. He says, I don't know them born. He says, and another thing, he says, y'all give me the old pubs any time. We all could have a big fire and they'll sit down and warm yourself. He says, I've missed the old pubs. He says, and the spittoons weren't there. I misses the spittoons. The barman said, y'all missed them when we had them and all. Well, me and our Fanny come out after a bit. And the next time I said it was in the doctor's. And I'd been up there for some sleeping tablets. And the doctor gave me some. And I'd got to take one while I was asleep. And the other just before I woke up. And I went back home. And my mum was sitting up the corner ever so slack. But he don't let nothing worry him. I said, hey, when I look at you, I say, I often wonder whether not going to work worries you. And he day like it. He said, why? And I said, well, don't you ever think you'd like to go to work? He said, no, why? I said, I got 1 shilling in my purse. I don't know whether to gas myself with it or buy lock. I said, of course, when you're gone out, I says, you're never coming back and saying, thank you, you're a green card to go for a job. Oh, well, he says, I have seen them give them out. He says, but they give them the young ones, you see, because they serve their apprenticeship on the labour. I says, you're nature. He says, oh, they had the best years of my life. He says, they won't throw me off. I said, no, they had the best years of your life because you're on wolf, I'll pair of pumps out. I said, but you'll have a shock one of these mornings. They'll have a card waiting for you. And they did. His mate told me. He said, I said his face change. All the colour went out. He slumped down by the counter. He said, until I looked at him, I said, he's either Jed or my watch has stopped. But he went after the job and I could tell he got it when he come in. Because he did look a bit happy. I said, and he got on? He said, I've got a job. I said, corn in Egypt. When you got to go? He said, in the morning, 7:30. I said, somebody will have to sit up all night to get the up. I said, how much am they paying you? He says, oh, I asked him that. I said, how much do you pay here? The gaffer says, I'll pay a man what he's worth. I said, it's no good to me. I had more than that at the last place. The gaffer says, what was your last job? I said, I used to wring the window leather out for a one-arm window cleaner. But I got up first the next morning. And I shouted upstairs, what do you want for your breakfast? He says, hot pie and call me when it's cold. See, they want to go. I heard him get out of bed. He shouted downstairs, I don't think I'm a going, it's foggy. I said, hey, foggy. He says, it's foggy. I'll go see the rooftops. I said, you don't go that road. Come downstairs, he got more aches and pains. He'd never had them on the labour. He says, hey, I got some ringing noises in my head. I said, I've had them in mine all the week, but I've been that hard hearing, I hate hearing them. He says, where's my new shirt? I said, I've cut it up to patch your old on. He says, where's my scarf? I said, there it is. He said, I want that on his to tie it. Then he was looking round for summer. That's what me after. He says, me waistcoat. I says, he's got it on. He says, oh, well, if you want to talk to me, I should go and rat it. I filled him a flask of tie. He says, I could get that in me pocket. I says, pour a drop of the tie after him. Well, folks, I got to wind up. Oh. 5 minutes? So I sat down and had a cup of tea. And I thought, well, it's a shame he ain't worked a good while. He's bound to sit down on the road of coming back. So I get him something nice for his tie. So I went to the fish shop. I said, pair of kippers, please. He says, I'm sorry, missus, I ain't got a pair in the place. I said, 2 odd ones will do. Then I went to the mate shop. I said, 1/2 pound of lean liver. He says, we've got no liver. He says, I've got some rump steak. I said, give me 1/2 pound. So he cut it, slapped it on the scales. He says, how's that? I said, if he used to cut that a bit lower down, it'd been cow heels. It was ringing wet when he come back. And I said, when you been in the cut? He says, oh, come round that road for a short cut. There was a bloke in the waiter shouting out. So I went to the side. I said, what are you doing in there? He says, I'm a-drowning myself. I said, what's keep coming up for then? He says, well, I got a brave, ain't I? I said, why do you hang yourself on that tree over there? It's been a lot better than jumping in that water. Oh, he says, I tried that last week, but I couldn't manage it. I said, where'd you put the rope? He says, round me waist. He says, I had to. I got a bile on me neck.
Yes, thank you, Dolly Allen. That was fantastic. Yes, it was fantastic, that was. Yeah, I'd love to meet that lady. It could learn me one or two things, I should think, about humour. This is the Rhythmics. Dave and Annie, right by your side. This is Black Country Sound, 94 MHz, VHF, FM. At coming up to 5 to 9, at 9 o'clock, Simon James. This is Black Country Sound. 3 minutes, 9 o'clock. Playing Dave and Annie, the Earthmakes, right by your side. I've got a little message before Simon James comes on. I've got to say hello to Gary. Hello, Gary. Hello. And say, stop giving those video bans. Video bans? That's from Philip and Elzo in Aiden and Gary. Hello. Okay, we'll be giving the hotline out in the next hour or so. The Darfair Dolls, when you're ready, get a pencil and paper ready. Just one more record before Simon James. A couple of minutes of it anyway. 3 minutes, 9 o'clock. This is Boy George and Culture Club. Do you really want to hurt me? Simon James just warming up in the next studio. Got about 30 seconds.
Words of you I have spoken. I could waste a thousand years. Wrap this our words I've spoken. Come inside and catch my tears. You've been talking about believing. It's true, you do not know. This my love's without a reason. I'm prepared to let you go.
Okay, it's 9 o'clock, ready for Simon James.
Thanks, Kelvin. Yes, my name's Simon James, and I'll be with you for the next half an hour here on Black Country Sound. Simon James, and I will be with you for the next half an hour. Yes, if you'd like to give us a call, the number is W212562, and I do believe that Calvin Scott will be on the phone. I'd like to thank some of the listeners who phoned up. I say some of the listeners, quite a few last week that phoned up saying they like the programme. Hope you keep on listening to it. Yes, you are listening to Black Country Sound. broadcasting, of course, to the Black Country. And on with the music, and this is a theme from Star Wars. Star Wars here on Black Country Sound, broadcasting on Hello Sign, broadcasting on 94 MHz FM. This is the Human League and Mirror Man.
Pebbles
Broadcasting on 94 megahertz. This is Black Country Sound. If you wonder where you've heard me before, my name's Sam James, and you wonder where you wonder where you heard me from, then I broadcast on County Radio. That broadcasts on 94.4 megahertz every Sunday afternoon between 4 and 10 o'clock at night, and my program goes out between 7 and 8 o'clock in the evening. Is a record I've dug out the libraries here at Black Country Sound, and it's by Lance Percival, and it's called The Maharaja of Brum.
What the hell I king is to fit on my bike king and to ride into Brum around the pitchy man. I'm your pally, cause I own a Taj Mahal in the middle of Brum, your favorite restaurant. Maharaja of Brum, that's what I am since 1963. Maharaja of Brum, I'm not a bum, a British pastor too. And I can play with a cookie and if I can. People all hurry to be eating my curry, then out in the Brum with the ba-dum-dum. Lovely chapati with some fried patati, with some Irish stew, and lunch in vultures too. Raja the Brum, that's what I am since 1962. Raja the Brum, I'm not a bum, a British passport. What's a cookie and eat my gum? There are people who are seeing that my curry's muck. If they are thinking of complaining, then they are out of luck. What I'm thinking they are needing is a good bamboo. That's what I am since 1962. Raja the Brum, I'm not a bum, a British pamphleteer. And I can say, what's a cookie? And if I come. What happened there? Where's everybody going, please? One more time, one more time. Raja the Brum, that's what I am. Wait a minute, where's the second place?
Yeah, that's the Maharaja of Brum there by Lance Percival. Yeah, I bet there ain't many radio stations that play that particular record. Yes, that's dated back to 1967, would you believe? Yes, anyway, on with some decent music, and this is Keep Feeling Fascination by You Know Who.
Time is needed. Decision first night. Just looking for a new direction in an old familiar way. Performing of a new connection that's steady or to play.
And so the conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned.
This is where the action is, here on Black Country Sound, broadcasting on 94 MHz to the Black Country, of course. This is Sheila Easton and 9 to 5.
Together,
Yes, I've got a 9 to 5 job, believe it or not, yeah, 9 p.m. to 5 a.m, believe it or not. Yes, you don't believe me, why not phone Calvin up and ask him? He's on Dudley 212562, it's Dudley 212562, and of course he's just there waiting for your calls right now. Yes, this is a record that was quite a big hit back in 1979, believe it or not. Released on one of the independent record labels, and it's by the Fiddler's Dram and Day Trip to Banda.
Didn't we have a lovely time of day? We went to Banda, a beautiful day. We had lunch on the way, and all the rest and you know that on the way back, we discussed with Jack, and we opened a bottle of cider, singing a few songs as the wheels went to me.
Yeah.
Yes, that was Valinsky and the Clog Dance. Yes, Sue Jacobs just walked in the studio, believe it or not, and she brought a little lad with her. And Sue, do you want to... oh, I think the little lad's got the... got the microphone here. Sue, do you want to introduce the next record?
Get on with it.
And the next record is Let's Twist Again.
Evening, Sue. Put that gym bottle down.
Hang on. We're gonna do the twist and don't forget that. Come on, let's twist again. Twist with it all that summer.
Chubby Checker there, and Let's Twist Again. Yes, back to 1962, I believe, yeah. Yeah, sorry about the feather disturbance earlier on in here in the studio, but Sue Jacobs has just walked in and is playing about a bit, and she brought
steady.
A little lad with her.
I haven't got one.
Well, who's the little lad then you got with you?
I thought it was yours.
Nah, it's not mine.
Oh, I don't know where it's from.
Anyway, he's playing with all the women records here, throwing them all over the place. It's
well,
a good job, I think.
The woman that's gone at the window?
Oh, no. Yes, yeah, it's a good job I'm playing my last record now. Calvin, are you back in the other studio yet? Because I'm having a bit of trouble around here.
Get on,
anyway,
please.
Playing the last record, and... oh, he's off again. He's
steady.
Just broke another record. You never believe it. That's the third one he's broke tonight. Anyway, I'm with...
bring it on next time.
Not like you laughing, is there? This is Napoleon the Fourth, and they're coming to take me away. Bloody knee, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to...
This is for that joke of Dudley.
Well,
another one with the equipment, you know what I mean?
How, and then the days got worse and worse, and now
I'm
completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to
see Jimmy.
You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away. Ha-ha, they're coming to take me away. Ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha.
Well, really, this is for the Netherton drinkers, I should think. And you're pretty. That's some Valentine's cards, eh? Not one.
I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Huh? Well, Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet. And when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, oh, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in the free white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to my happy home, with trees and flowers and pumpkins, birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes,
and suit you, Simon.
Yes, that's Napoleon the 14th there, and they're coming to take me away. Yes, you're welcome to take me away. I managed to get rid of Sue Jacobs and a friend there, and I'm afraid I've got to hand over now to Calvin Scott. Calvin, are you in that studio?
Of course I am.
I believe you got Rod Lucas with you there, is that correct?
Rod? Yeah, I have, yeah.
Anyway, I'll see you all next week. I'm off down the pub, and if you can't, you can make it Sunday.
Steady.
I'll be on the air from, was it 7 till 8 o'clock on County Radio. So, Calvin, it's all yours. I'm off down the pub. Ta da.
Yeah, thanks, Simon. This is Tracy. Give me some emotion. It's our first line here on Black Country Songs. Okay, this particular record goes out to Philip in Arizona from Shirt and say thanks for keeping us back at your house. Oh, Philip and Shirt, how are you doing? Cool, isn't it? Hey! to Stephen Gale in Lay, and it's from John in Netherton. Hello, Stephen Gale. It's Big Country after this.
Country Sound with Calvin Scott. And Kiss, is it? Kiss Me by Tintin, yeah. Right after this jingle, and that's for John Edwards from Mark in Brickhouse.
Tonight, a moment of terror, the thing that went. It was horrible. Don't fail to hear the thing that at Birmingham. Lucretia.